Road, 42075, in South Wales, New York.
Yes, morning, I'm W2KAO. This is 85, that I use the metro.
K2KOO Mobile.
Hey, good morning, man. What is going on? K2KOO85.
How are you? How's going?
Hey, Gardner, AG5FRQ, K2KOO Mobile. Oh, man, happy Friday. Just rolling along, and then the word here to our first job of the day here. Get a couple of done, and hopefully call it a weekend. How's your week been going, buddy?
It's been going great. It's been going very good, actually.
Well, very good on the good week there, and it is blown by, that's for sure. And man, oh man, we're already starting to feel a little coolness in the air. Still getting hot during the day, but boy, late in the evening and the morning, man, starting to feel a little coolness in the air. So definitely a sign that our summer is on the backside for sure. So, but no, it's very good on your 11-year anniversary there from that situation. That's wonderful that things change there for the better, and you're in a better position.
Oh yeah, well today is the day that I called for help. Yeah, it was a pretty bad situation I was in, and I never wanted to go down that road again. Clean from the drug and never should have been induced, and you know, there we go.
Oh, gotcha there, Gardner. Well, gotcha there. The point is, you made that call, you got them held there, and you know, you got on a better path there, buddy, and that's what counts. You're here today, you're on a better path, and you made that call to get them out.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it, man, no doubt about it. Anyways, how's everything going for you? Everything going good?
Yeah, can't complain, Gardner. Cannot complain. You know, just busy. So, let's see here. What do we got today? So, when I get home from work, we're going to go to our county has a fair. It's called the Erie County Fair here. And we're going to go down and visit there. The kids go down. Look at they have the 4-H animals and rides and food and the whole nine yards there. So, we're gonna go down there and see what they've got going on this year. And then tomorrow, let's see, what do we got tomorrow? Tomorrow's Saturday. Celebrating my wife at our 11-year wedding anniversary. So we're going to go out to late lunch, early dinner, and we got babysitters lined up for the kids. So we're gonna do that. And then Sunday, my plan Sunday is to mow the lawn. That is the one thing I'd like to do. So that's what I got going. Just busy. Everything's been working some long hours too in between here. You know, trying to take those opportunities to earn a little extra cash to pay the bill, buddy. How about you? What do you got going on?
Well, tomorrow is my 49th birthday, so I'm on a kind of a dual celebration weekend, so I'm going to be celebrating my 49th, and also might go out to dinner. I ain't hoping to. Anyway, we got to get a little cash for the road trip, and we got to go get up a casino in a little town called Hog Meadow. Nothing real nigga over there to that, so we're going to enjoy a little bit of fun over there, and see what we can get into.
Well, hey, very good there. Well, say happy early birthday to you in case I don't catch you on the day. And very good. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. There you go. Sounds like going out to a nice dinner and then hitting the casino. That sounds like a plan. Do you make it to the casino very often?
Yeah, on my birthday, we used to take everybody to a town called Rio de Janeiro. A friend of mine had a way up there, so it's kind of hard for me to go get that town. But anyway, let's see here. It's been a lot of years since I've gone to what it's called, like, Hope, you know, in Mexico. First, we have the huge oil field down here. We have the Permian Basin, and believe it or not, we need more oil than Iran and Iraq.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow, I never heard of that. That's real interesting. So now is that still active down there, or is it something that the resources got depleted? We have some oil and gas wells up here, but they're sort of on the decline. You know, that little, you know, they still produce a little bit, but not nearly what he did.
Oh God, no. Not for at least 70 years now. I mean, we still have a huge pocket of oil and gas. Very big, very big area. You know, what I just said. The only problem is that, you know, they're tracking and all of that stuff going on. But for me, it's something that has done to, you know, to get over the cars and trucks and whatever else that he's rolling, you know, or that requires, you know, gasoline or diesel, that way you.
Oh, wow, very good. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, that's very interesting for sure. So, so, I mean, I shouldn't say our, the reserve up here is still somewhat decent, but the state of New York, at least, is, they've really limited drilling of wells and things like that. What's already been existing is allowed to still stay in production, but the last number of years, they haven't wanted any new wells or anything drilled, so.
Yeah,
right.
There's no way to miss now. I mean, there's a lot of money coming into the state because of the oil and gas. You know, it's a good industry that isn't limited. But, you know, of course you're going to hear that because of living in the crazy labor. The thing of it is that, you know, you have, I mean, there's a lot of ways that the state makes money, you know, whether it's drawing pot, whether it's drilling oil and gas, whether it's building, you know, manufacturing plant or, you know, cars or whatever else ahead of might need, you know. It is a lot for me to realize that you can't just limit oil and gas production because it's a vital part of our mindset. Now, I understand green energy, energy and all that. Well, I like green energy also. I'm not one of those, one side is good for me. I move by it because, hey, it's energy, it provides power, that's all we need.
Well, and there you go, and that's, it's one of those things, too. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because a fair chunk of the underground resources there is shared on the border between the state of New York and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is the opposite. They are still very active in drilling and pulling those resources out, so it is interesting. The state of New York is trying to go the more renewable route, and, that's kind of their thought behind what's going on there, but, that's the whole thing. I mean, there is an economic engine there that's missing, so, but you never know, you know, something may change. I don't see it in the near future, but, yeah, you never know as I'm driving by a big solar field here, and I'm working my way up to Niagara Falls, so, but no, very good for you guys. Sounds like industry is alive and well there.
Yeah, roger on that. Yes, sir, it is. KD2KOOK5FRU. Hey, my friend, I wish you the best of days, and we'll try to come on tomorrow morning. Anyways, it was good talking to you. Have a super fine good day. This is KD5FRU. Safe travels, 73.
Oh, 73 there, Gardner. You have a great day, sir, and if I don't talk to you, have a great weekend there, and but definitely have a radio on in the morning. See if we can catch up there. 73, sir, have a good day. KD5FRU, KC2KOO, mobile.
And I got you, man.
This is the NY1 US Altar node 42675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1 US Altar node 42675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1 US Altar node 42675 in South Wales, New York.
Node 590225 disconnected. Node 1001 connected to node 420675.
This is the NY1 US Altar node 42675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1 US Altar node.